You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. You've probably heard the saying, it's all downhill from here once you reach a certain age. But that's not necessarily the case, according to Dr. Louise Aronson. She's a geriatrician at UCSF. Her best-selling book, Elderhood, was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize this year. In it, Dr. Aronson shares stories of treating older adults, and she explores why she thinks the healthcare system needs to do a better job at treating them. Aronson also writes about embracing aging and living a full life in our later years. KALW's Janae Darden chatted with Dr. Aronson for the Bay Area Book Festival's Unbound series. Here's an excerpt of their discussion.
Okay, the term elderhood, because there's so many terms to talk about older adults. Why elderhood?
Well, the whole point was it's a phase of life just like childhood and adulthood. So it's interesting, like with kids, yeah, you change a ton between birth and 20. And we have a lot of language for that. You know, you've got neonate, infant, toddler, kid, tween, teen, young adult, right? And it's been all of 20 years. But legally, we become elders at age 65. And the oldest patient I ever had was 111. The oldest person in the U.S. right now is 114. Now, those are exceptional, but there are a ton of centenarians. So that means elderhood lasts twice as long as childhood for a decent number of people. Mm-hmm. And we do have a lot of words, but nobody actually likes any of them, and that's about prejudice. So the other intent I had was to just kind of cool down the language. Like, this is just a life stage. It's like the other ones, not a big deal. Child, adult, elder, that's just life, and it is far better than dying young.
And I know you talked about in your book, or you wrote about an experiment a scholar did as far as looking at language. And it seemed like when they asked what comes to mind with old people, they had one kind of idea, and then it seemed like it was different when they said elder.
Yeah, it's interesting. And he's done this, the one I described is with medical students, but he's done it with tons of different people and people of all ages and backgrounds. And everybody for old, you know, gray and feeble and this, that, and the other, most pretty negative. And then for elder, it's like respect, power, responsibility, influence, wisdom, you know, it's good things. And the interesting thing about that is that if you look up the two words, I'm constantly looking up words, all the more since I read John McPhee's great draft number 4. I used to be a thesaurus person, but he changed me to a dictionary person.
Okay.
So they actually mean the same thing. So everything, you know, negative that we bring to old and all the positive to elder, that's all culture, you know, that's all prejudice. And that's good and bad. It's disappointing because we've done that to ourselves. Nobody wants to die and nobody wants to grow old. That puts us in a pretty tough spot. On the other hand, things that are cultural can change. And actually, you can see that how elders are doing in society has gone up and down throughout history and across cultures.
Mm-hmm. And before you became Dr. Aronson, what were your ideas of older adults? What would come to mind for you when you were growing up?
Oh, you know, I'm a pretty well acculturated American, so I didn't think much about it. You know, okay. I was a kid. What did it matter to me? I had a granddad I adored, who was just so much fun, a grandmother who was a little scarier, a great-grandmother who seemed like just really, really, really old, ancient to me, because she was in her 90s when I was little. So I had a sense that you changed, and also that being in your 90s was different than being in your 60s or 70s, but you just don't think about it. And unlike in school, where I took a lot, I thought I was going to be a pediatrician, actually, when I went into medicine. And you can find tons of classes on kids and ways to volunteer and do things with kids and learn about kids and inspire kids. And there just wasn't as much for older adults. Now, some of that I like because older adults don't need that.
Right.
You know, I mean, many of them are, you know, just like adults. And that's something we don't tend to see. We tend to conflate the frail years with the decades of elderhood. Mm-hmm. And that actually is problematic. I think what people were talking about when they were using the word old were really the frail years. And does that happen if you don't die suddenly? It does. But we also make that as onerous as it is. Yes, of course, losing functions is difficult. It's disappointing. Mm-hmm. It can be frustrating. But there other times in life where we have limitations, like if you're 9 months pregnant, or if you've broken a couple of limbs, or if you're a kid, and we have so many supports, and we don't sort of punish people for needing things from other humans, but we do kind of punish and insult people for growing old.
What is the upside to aging?
Well, there's this wonderful thing called the U-shaped curve of happiness, which
yes,
is
I
know, isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
And nobody knows, like, it's crazy, but people are fairly happy as kids, and then it bottoms out in adulthood, like 40s and 50s, pretty heavy, stressful times. And then in your late 50s, things start improving. In your 60s, they get a lot better, and it goes on up from there.
Yeah.
Now, this is not in every single country. So if you look at the poorest countries in Asia or in Africa or in Latin America, if you're really impoverished and an average death rate is like in the 40s or something, you don't see that there.
Right.
But for most countries, you do see it. For the United States, you do see it. And you see it across, you know, geographic and other lines. Why is this? Well, part of it is that I think there's a certain release to the invisibility or to the physical changes. It's not that people don't try and look good, but there's less pressure because you're kind of like automatically off the, like, what the right thing, like the where people stand when they win Miss America or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you're just not in that context.
It's right,
More, so you can still look good, but the pressures are a little different. There is just a comfort with self. And it's kind of knowing that more is behind you than ahead of you.
Right.
Better decisions. I can see that already in my career. There used to be things I would do out of sheer ambition or flattery. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, no, you know, like things start happening to people in their 50s. I've got limited time. I'm going to do the things that I really believe in, that are going to make a difference in the world and that I'm going to enjoy doing.
That was Dr. Louise Aronson, author of Elderhood, speaking with KELW's Janae Darden. They spoke at the Bay Area Book Festival, and you can watch the rest of their conversation at KELW.org.